Hello, it's Joseph here, and it's about 10:30 p.m. Near the beginning of April. I can't remember what day it is. I think it's Tuesday, the first Tuesday in April 2011, and I am on my bicycle cycling around the Imperial Palace, and the noises you can hear in the background are these windmills that I have on my head as I'm wearing the iRun on my way back from the studio at Tokyo MXTV, where we just did we're involved in the live evening program, international couples. It was all very light-hearted, not at all serious. Anyway, just a thing about the cherry blossom. So absolutely beautiful. I mean, just extraordinary. I'm cycling now around the eastern side of the Imperial Palace moat up towards Yasukuni Shrine, and I can't recommend highly enough these cherry blossoms. Really exquisite. During the daytime, there's really huge crowds around these cherry blossoms, so do come early if you can to photograph them. And I know I'll be doing that. We're extremely lucky in that we only live about 10 minutes away, 10 minutes walk from here. So I'm going to come, I think, tomorrow morning, if the weather's good, and take a whole load of photos. It's funny because, of course, this year the government, Ishihara, is saying we should not have hanami, cherry blossom viewing parties. We should show restraint in the face of the horrendous tragedy caused by the earthquake, but I really strongly disagree with that. You know, people, that we need these. I think banning the cherry blossom is like denying the heart of Japan in a way. You know what I mean? It's like making a problem worse. I think it's a real shame, and I totally disagree with it. It's also good for the economy, and it would be a chance for people to get together and go over what they've been through and to think about perhaps what they can do for others. And I just think it's a real shame. I think it's really silly thinking, and I strongly disagree. But Shoga and I, it seems that most people are showing restraint. There's a distinct feeling of komama. Lots of people staring at me wearing this contraption. Distinct feeling of restraint, and I think it's a real shame. You know, of course, we should put our efforts into helping people in the north, but this is not the way to do it. Anyway, that's just my two cents. So, just rolling down the hill now towards the Budokan, which was being used as an evacuee shelter. Don't know if it's still being used as an evacuee shelter, it may well be. Pretty tired. These live TV things are quite exhausting. The thing for me is, because it's all in Japanese, it adds the whole layer, and I find it really a lot of work. I have noticed my Japanese ability has plummeted recently. I can pick it back up pretty quickly if I put the time in, which I will do. Yeah, I just haven't used Japanese much recently. So let's pick that back up. Now I have a proper office and a chair and, you know, a really nice place to work with fantastic views over Tokyo. I'm inspired to do a bit more study. Anyway, I'm just coming down to the junction at Kudanshita. Another couple of minutes on the bicycle until I get home. And yeah, it's been a very interesting evening, and interesting times still continuing. When will we ever return to normal life, if there is such a thing as normal life? Okay, take care, bye-bye.